The Average Network presents episode 47 of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World. Journey with us to the Batcave of Count Richard Cheney, where we find the evil vampire at the heart of the administration discussing job growth with Gregory Minkow, head of the President's Office of Economic Advisors.
Rumsfeld, are the pincers hot enough?
No, please, no more. I'm sorry, Count Cheney, please.
Gregory, do you know how long it took me to teach George that he's concerned about whether Joe Sixpack can order a pizza? Do you? It took 2 years and 3 months, and you undid it all with one daily briefing paper of 2 paragraphs. Remarkable, Gregory. Simply remarkable.
It'll never happen again, please. It'll never happen again.
Oh, I'm quite certain it won't ever happen again, Gregory. But a sense of intellectual curiosity does make me wonder what possessed you to release your paper now.
We were already late, sir. The budget committee wanted it last month. You always told me to be honest, so I just said that outsourcing jobs was a good thing for the economy. I didn't understand, sir.
And you didn't ask first, you naughty policy advisor. You see, Gregory, my boy, the outsourcing is good. It raises wages overseas, so our goods are worth more. But it also drives down costs and wages here, thereby further weakening those pesky old union things. When the unions are no longer picking the pockets of their betters, the rightful rulers of America...
Our contributors, and you, O Prince of Evil!
It's a bit late for flattery, Gregory. Yes, my friends and I shall continue as though that ghastly 20th century had never happened. Trade unions, workers' rights, child labor laws,
civil rights,
peace and harmony. And you've opened the floodgates, Gregory.
Oh, no, please! Ow!
You've given George something to talk about during the election season.
All right, I'm a fool. I gave him something I knew he'd use. You're mad. Mad, I tell you, all mad. You want us to turn back to the 19th century. You and Rove and that disgusting head you've got squirreled away.
Donald.
It's Henry Kissinger. Didn't think I knew about that, did you? Well, I do, and I know your evil plan.
Now, Donald.
You maniacs are trying to take over the world.
What are you two doing?
Gregory Minkow.
Ah, you kept him alive for quite a while.
He's not dead, Doctor.
No, he saves Donald and I the trouble of ordering out for supper.
You don't mean...
Yes, what do you mean?
You're going to make him like... Donald?
Yes, precisely. A little playmate for Donald. Goody. A helpmate for George. We are in serious hot water, Henry.
Well, George certainly is. Fortunately, he does not understand it. We have to slam a lid on these idiots, Richard. It's all my spin machine can do, just staying even with them, and we should be ahead of them. McClellan is already threatening to quit.
Well, he was no R.E. Fleischer.
Nevertheless, Donald, believe it or not, it isn't easy finding competent, bland liars in Washington.
Oh, I could never believe that.
I know, Henry. I've called a meeting for next week.
Back to sleep, Greg.
Gregory's little faux pas wouldn't have been so bad if George hadn't reinforced it the next day.
I was just explaining that to him a few moments
ago.
And
just out of curiosity, who okayed George's weapons speech?
Karl Rove.
He didn't bother to clear it with you first?
I was out of the country for a few minutes.
I see. And Richard?
I know. Scalia.
Scalia and Halliburton and Nigeria.
I thought our Nigerian tracks were covered. The leaks are growing worse, I'm afraid.
Oh, well, what did you make on the deal?
Myself? Oh, a paltry 15 millions. The company, 12 billions and counting.
And Scalia's not going to screw you up on the energy task force?
Not to worry.
I hate when vampires say things like that.
Why, Henry, what on earth could you mean?
Excuse me.
Episode 47 of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World, was written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and the Average Network. Our celebrity impersonations were cleared using a rubber hose and a plunger supplied by the Department of Gnomeland Security in Enchanted Garden, Florida. This is Pablo T. Flies for The Average Network, asking you to stay tuned.